Yo, what's schmackin' NBA Hoop fans, Hall of Fame fam, Hall of Fame alums, what it do, man? What's schmackin'? It's L. Scott Fitzgerald, man. I'm here with another Just a Fitz reaction. I got something on my mind, something that grinds my gears. I'm watching Colin Cowherd. Yeah, I've been watching Colin Cowherd. The Russell Westbrook slander, the way that he feels about this man is real. Shout out to the boy Chris Broussard. He tries his best to go on there and explain himself as best he can while defending Russell Westbrook and the way that he plays. And for everybody else in the world to see the game of basketball played in a certain way, and it just is what it is, to the point where Colin Cowherd just sees it the total opposite way. I am here. Let's talk about it, man. Come on in, close the door, pull up a seat. Welcome to the barbershop. You know the vibes, man. Come on in. At Just L. Scott is the Twitter if you want to join the conversation. Look, bro. Straight off the dribble, let's talk about it. Colin Cowherd is on his show. He has Joy on there. She just did the news. And so there is a segment that Colin Cowherd grades the top 12 duos currently in the NBA. Sorts them by tier somewhat or whatever, whatever. I know you've seen this video on YouTube. It has 500 some thousand views on it, so I'm not going to take too long to talk about it. Let's just play the video and let's react right here. Just a Fitz reaction.
So let's start with our duo report card. Let's start with LeBron, Anthony Davis.
Okay,
they're talents of five. Anthony's the best big man in his prime. LeBron will be one of the top two players in the NBA. So I'd say talent one through five, I'll give him a five. Now, I'm only going to go three on chemistry because this. Because I've watched LeBron and Kevin Love. And I've watched LeBron and Chris Bosh.
Before he goes...
The LeBron big guy...
Before he goes there, he already just said something that I did not like. I was liking this. I thought I was going to let this play, but Colin just said something. That LeBron's talent is going to be there. He's going to be the top two. He's going to be 1A, 1B, whatever. The top two basketball players in the league right now. So it's going to be who? Kawhi and then him? Or he and then Kawhi? Or Hall of Fame fam, Hall of Fame alums. I don't know what the hell, where the hell I'm going with that. But please give me some comments. Give me some feedback. Let me know thumbs up, thumbs down, how you all feel about that right there. Is LeBron going to be top two? I don't know, man. Let's keep going.
It's a little problematic. LeBron tends to, at times, lose his confidence in his jumper. So what does he want to do? Drive to the basket and score over smaller defenders. But Anthony Davis spends a lot of his time, 90% of his buckets are around the basket. So again, these are two high-functioning basketball players, but I don't think the chemistry will be flawless. I think it'll be very much like LeBron and Biggs. We've seen this. I mean, I'm going off what I've seen. I don't think the chemistry will be as good as some other chemistry. So that's my... Okay, so let's go to the second one. This is, I think...
Okay. Colin, I'm cool. I liked everything you said. I just wanted to get the comment out there of LeBron, first or second, you know what I'm saying, player in the league, top two, whatever. I don't know if he'll be in the top two. That's just my opinion. So you all come back. Let me know, Hall of Fame fam, Hall of Fame alums. Let me know how you all feel about that. Everything else that Colin said is true right there. His big man guy that's bigger than him always somehow ends up being in the way, because LeBron, if he misses some shots, he's going to have to go to the hole. Who wants to see LeBron shoot up 30 shots? I don't want to see LeBron shoot 25 jumpers in the game unless it's game six against the Spurs in the finals, the way that he did in Miami. I don't want to see him shoot that much. So, let's get back into it, man. You talk too much.
Second, it looks like, you know, Kawhi and Paul. Now, I'm not going to give them a five for talent because Paul George is not nearly as good as Anthony Davis or LeBron James or Kawhi. So I think he's more of a four, Kawhi to five. So the talent's a 4.5. But I think they work. Hardworking.
Okay, so they work, right? He thinks they work. Chemistry, 4.5 on this card. Colin, you're losing me with the chemistry, the fact that it's 4.5, but remember that number 4.5. Let's continue to go with what he's saying here. Paul George, real quick comment. Back in 13, when he went to the finals, back in 12, when he was coming up, was he really a top five basketball player at that moment? No, we had Derrick Rose going crazy. We had LeBron still going crazy. We had D-Wade on his team. You got, I don't know, man. I don't know. That's just something to just throw in the air. I don't know. Let's just keep going.
Working nose down, not a lot of drama, defense, offense, can both hit a jumper, both respect each other. They have some similarities here, but they're not ball dominant. So even though they have similarities, I don't think they're ball dominant. So I would give each of them 4.5 talent, 4.5 chemistry. All right, let's go to Westbrook and James Harden. All right, talent, you can't deny it. James Harden is offensively the best one-on-one player in the league. And I know you think I'm crazy on this, but Westbrook is a world-class talent. I mean, come on. He's got a 44-inch vertical. He gives you 27 a night. He's Mr. Triple-Double. Chemistry, I don't think it works. So my scoring system, my score.
Okay. Okay. Okay, Colin. Okay, you made no sense with the fact that you're going to do chemistry and you've never seen Kawhi and Paul George play basketball together. You've never seen them on the same team. You've never seen them pass the ball to each other other than some exhibition games. You have no footage of what these guys look like or what they're possible capable of being a catastrophe on the floor or being the best thing since shit, Wilt Chamberlain and Jordan on the court at the same time. Like, something we've never seen. Some shit that's unheard of. They could do that. They could crack the mold. They could be totally brand new. Same shit for Russell Westbrook and James Harden this time around. Because of what I'm saying is they actually have footage. 3 whole years of footage of these guys being in the locker room together. Having chemistry. Of being teammates. Being guys that play basketball together, passing the ball together, on the same side of the court, working for the same goals. I don't understand this. I don't understand that, Colin. Get my damn words together. I don't understand where he got that.
So my scoring formula, 1 through 5. Their talent's a 5, 4.5 to a 5. Their chemistry's a 1. All right, let's go to the next one. And this, by the way, is in no particular order. I'm just like, how they end up, we'll see. Okay, this is the Warriors. Steph Curry and Klay Thompson are their duo. I'll give the talent a 4. Klay Thompson can be a little streaky. And...
Okay. This squad, this duo is proven. They're champions. They have broken so many records that they're continuing to break each other's record. The air is so rare up there. Do you understand that they're breaking each other's records? These two are competing against each other. They're looking in the mirror at each other and they're on the same team competing together. Chemistry is a 5. I understand that. But the talent level being a 4. Colin. Colin.
Steph Curry, I love him, but there are times he gets sloppy and he's not much of a defender. So I'm going to give their talent a 4. Now, their chemistry is as good as any duo ever. I mean, they even their egos work. Like, they're kind of, for NBA superstars, they're kind of like egoless. Steph's not a great defender, but Clay's extraordinary, so he picks up for him. So their talent's a 4. Their chemistry's a 5. I forgot what my grades were here, but the chemistry on this is as good as chemistry is going to get. It's worked for years it's been together. Next one. All right, this is Brooklyn's new team. Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving. Again, Kevin's the first or second best player in the world, and Kyrie's the best small finisher perhaps ever, left and right hand. Okay. I have my doubts on chemistry.
Okay. He has his doubts on chemistry. Cool with that. 2.5. Cool with that. Talent being a 5. I'm cool with that too. The fact that Kawhi Leonard and Paul George, their chemistry is that high. Their talent was fine at a 4.5, 4, whatever. I think it was a 4.5. Their talent was fine. But the chemistry was way too high. The chemistry could have been a 2.5. I don't know if these guys are trying to shoot for the stars, putting the Clippers in rare air, and they're not ready for that. I don't think they are. The West is different than the East, man. Toronto, that was a different thing. That was the East. I don't know. People drinking too much. I don't know.
I think Kyrie is a ball-dominant guard, i.e. Harden, i.e. Westbrook. I think he's hard to play with. Now, he did play in a couple years really well with LeBron, but LeBron was so much better than everybody else in the league. LeBron made bad coaches work. I don't think the chemistry is great. So, talent, I'd give him a 5, the Brooklyn duo. Chemistry, work in progress. Maybe better early than late, but I'd give it a 2.5. Let's go to the next duo report card. All right, Milwaukee. I'll give the talent a 4. Giannis and Chris Middleton. I give Giannis a 5. Chris Middleton's a 3. So it becomes a 4. Middleton's a really nice player. He's not special, but he's a really nice player. Chemistry, fantastic. You got the guy who scores low. You got the hardworking guy, Chris Middleton, who can hit the jumpers. Again, I've seen this work for a couple years now. The chemistry here, they're both good guys. Giannis was ignored for a long time. Chris Middleton's an overachiever. They're good guys. They work hard. Very respectful teammates. Both incredibly coachable. Chemistry's a 5 in Milwaukee. Next one.
All right, y'all, we're back lit. Appreciate y'all for rocking with the Hall of Fame Press Badge Podcast. Colin Cowherd, I'm giving you my Jester Fitz reaction, my brother. You're grading the top 12 duos currently in the NBA. Let's continue, man. The next one.
All right, this is the Sixers, Embiid and Ben Simmons. Again, I think they're talents. I like Simmons better than everybody else. I think he's absurd.
Yeah, you're going too far.
Embiid's arguably the best big man. Everybody loves him. Scares me about the physical stuff, but he is a monster. I mean, the guy's absurd talent. Now, if Ben Simmons could hit a jumper, I would put their talent at a 5. But I'm going to give it a 4.5 because Ben Simmons does everything well except shoot, and you got to ding him for that. I don't like how they work. I don't like their chemistry. I don't like it. Simmons needs the open paint. Embiid's not going to move outside much. I don't think it works. Listen, if it worked, they would have won the East because their talent is absurd. Enough.
The fact that you believe that Ben Simmons is so great is beyond me. The fact that he can scream, the fact that he can read a playbook, the fact that he loves basketball enough to watch it, the fact that he studies it, the fact that he practices it. But when it's time, when it's game time, when it's time to strap up them boots, lace them up, and get it popping, this man is nowhere to be found. This man just went, he just stated exactly what happened. They would have won the East. The man can't shoot because he won't shoot. We don't know why he won't shoot, but if you are grasping the fact that he can do all of these things, Colin, he can do all of these things, but he can't shoot in, please tell me he's not a point guard. Please tell me he's not a point guard. Please tell me something different. Tell me he's a point forward. Tell me he's Boris Diaw without a jump shot. Please tell me he's Robert Horry without a jump shot. Please tell me that he's Dwight Howard without a jump shot. His free throw percentage. Him, Ben Simmons, Lonzo, and LeBron. The free throw numbers are crazy, man. And the fact that he said Joel Embiid needs to paint. Ben Simmons needs to paint too. What the hell are we talking about? Big head ass little boy? Come on.
Another one. Here's a Boston one. Kemba Walker and Jason Tatum. Listen, they're not knocking anybody's socks off at this point in town. Kemba's a really good player. He's a beat. Jason Tatum plateaued. I think he'll pop more this year, but he is a baby. Was he like 20 years old? So if you're gonna give Giannis a five, you know, he's gonna be more of a three. Now, chemistry, I'm gonna guess here, but I think it works. Kemba's fairly egoless. Jason Tatum, Brad Stevens, I think the chemistry in this is pretty good. Now, I think their ceiling's low. I think it's a team that'll win playoff games. I think if you put them in the West, they'd be kind of a team. They wouldn't be as good as Utah. I don't think they'd be as good as Denver. I don't think they'd be as good as Portland, Lakers, Clippers. But I think in the East, you know what? You can have an off night in the East and win games, and you build that chemistry and you build that confidence. I like the Celtics' chemistry more than their talent. 2.5 talent, 4 for a chemistry. All right, next one. All right, Blazers. Now, you may say, how are you giving Damian Lillard and C.J. McCollum just a 3-in talent? Because Damian's fantastic. C.J.'s a really nice player. But do you think C.J.'s special? Is he Giannis? Is he AD? Is he Kawhi? Is he...
I'm going to keep going.
Harden is... No. I think he's a good player. I think Damian's filthy. Now, the strength of this, I think their chemistry's great. It's not...
I think their chemistry should boost their talent up to a 4.5. 4.5. These guys can play basketball. These guys can shoot. If you want to say he's a specialist, then put him up there. We're giving Danny Green all this damn praise. Is CJ McCollum better than Danny Green for you or something? We're giving him a... You went all the way up there to another tier where you said Giannis and Kawhi. You're talking about Kawhi, who just led his team to a championship through the East, quote-unquote, by himself, right? No other quote-unquote star with him, right? Giannis, same situation. No quote-unquote star, but he's got a great team and all of this. Still going through the East, same problems. This duo right here went to the West, went through the West, and went against the defending champs. They got swept up again, yes, because that's what the Blazers do. They just get swept up. I'm sorry. But the talent is there for these guys. I think they got a whole nother thing coming with this Hassan Whiteside thing if he can just stay on the court and actually be healthy during the playoffs. They could really do some things because he's too much of an X factor in a wild card that you never know. You may get 25 and 25 out of him one night, and it's like that's all they need to give them the confidence to boost them through the first round, and then something crazy happens in the second round where the center on the other team ends up with injury or something, and he ends up taking over again for the second or third game before an elimination, and boom, there they go. And you never know, traumatics happen, you never know. But still, and then Jason Tatum and Kemba being a B player, just because he's that short, he's going to show some more attitude, some more grit, and some more shine. He's going to be on TV. He's going to blow Collins' mind. Let's keep going.
Easy to play. You have your best player's a guard, and he's a scoring guard like Damian Lillard. But Damian's a good dude. McCollum, they play well together. You know what they are? They're a poor man, Stephen Clay. And I say poor man just because Stephen Clay is the best backcourt of my life. Damian and CJ are one of the top five or six backcourts of my life. So I'd give their talent to be their chemistry of four. And what's left? All right, the Jazz. Now, this one's fascinating because I actually like their team.
Okay.
Don Mitchell. Now, I'm all...
Okay. Mike Conley and Donovan Mitchell, before you even go there, I'm visually looking at this right here. The Utah Jazz. Mike Conley. Donovan Mitchell. 2.5 for talent. How far off is Ben Simmons from Donovan Mitchell to you? For real, Colin? Donovan Mitchell can shoot. He can dunk on a center. Doesn't matter how tall you are, the man got ups. He wore them long boots, them size 18 shoes for no reason. That man is up there dunking on people with them bozo shoes. He is dunking on your favorite rim protector. He is dunking on Embiid. He is dunking on Dwight Howard. He's dunking on Gobert. He's dunking on him. Like, if Gobert wasn't on his team, he'd be getting yammed on. Yes. But the chemistry being a four, you just really got some faith in the Utah Jazz. Let's hear what you got to say.
Only given their talent 2.5, because I do think Conley's past his physical prime, although I like him a lot. He's some injury stuff to worry about. And Donovan Mitchell has not hit his prime. Very good defender who's becoming a better offensive player. I think their chemistry is going to be great. I'll give it a 4. I think they're going to work really well together. I may be lowballing their chemistry. I got a feeling their chemistry is going to be great. They're both really good guys, both play defense. But I can't give him a ton of points on talent because I think Mike's past his prime and Donovan's not into his prime. So I'm maybe a little low on talent, but I put their talent at 2.5, chemistry at 4. Anything left? Oh, Denver. Yeah. Okay, now this is interesting. Jamal Murray and the Joker. I give their talent a 4. First of all, Jokic, I think, is the best ball-handling passing big ever. He's really good. And I love the way they work together. Jamal Murray's the perfect guy off-ball with the Joker in Denver. I think their chemistry is great. I'll give it a 5. And I think it's just going to get better. When they're on the court together, that team is really good. I'm not going to get their talent a 5 because I think Jamal Murray at this point is more 3 to a 3.5 player. I think he's getting better, and I like him a lot. Jokic is the most underrated player in the NBA. He's got an NBA bad body. He plays in the Rocky Mountain. They were too young to get noticed until the playoffs, but he is absurdly talented. He is the best passer on their entire team. And the last guy, there's only been 3 centers in my life that were great passers: Bill Walton, Arvydas Sabonis, and Jokic. Like, the best passer on their team is a center. And we got anything else?
Okay, that's funny. That's funny. Bill Russell is. He was in competition with his point guard, so I can't say that. DeMarcus Cousins was a more consistent passer than his point guard at that time. Can't think of anybody else. Yeah, he's got it on the money with that one. Now, before I go into the next or anything like that, excuse me, guys. I honestly think that his whole spiel about CJ and Damian. It rolls over into his next couple of report cards here. He's got Donovan Mitchell, where he feels that he hasn't hit his prime. And I don't know, man. I don't know where you're going with this. I'm not really sure how to feel how he's trying to. Some of these are personal. Some of these have personal swings to them. And we already know how he feels about, personally, feels about Westbrook. We know how he personally feels about Ben Simmons. So this is crazy right now. This is blowing me away.
Mavericks, okay. I'm going to give them a higher talent grade than you'd suspect. 4.5. Luka Doncic and Kristaps Porzingis. I think they're absurdly gifted. Just don't forget how good Porzingis was. Has the NBA ever had a 7'4 slasher? That's it. Now, their chemistry is going to be very interesting. I just don't know. I just have to watch it. Luka is going to score a bunch of points. You're going to look up in 15 years with Luka Doncic, and he's going to be a top 7 scorer in league history. He's going to score 24 points a game for 12 straight years. He's just a natural scorer. He was in Europe. He is here. And then Porzingis. So I give their talent a 4.5, their chemistry a 3.5. Now, don't show me the tears yet. Hold on. Okay.
Jokic and Jamal Murray. Oh, shit. I'm looking at these tiers right now. Jokic and Jamal Murray, a tier one. Steph Curry and Klay Thompson, a tier one. Giannis and Chris Middleton, a tier one. Jamal Murray and Jokic are not tier one. If Paul George and Kawhi Leonard are going to be tier one, then CJ McCollum and Damian Lillard have to be tier one. There's got to be more people on this tier. There's got to be.
So for my radio audience, the TV audience, I don't know where they end up. I said I want to score everybody, but I don't want any bias. So and my staff said there's going to be three tiers. The title contender tier, the very, very good and interesting, but not a title contender tier, and it won't last long tier. It won't work. So let's go to tier one. Now I'm going to turn up and watch. What is tier one? Okay, tier one is Warriors, Bucks, Denver, and Clippers. So that, to me, should be favored for the NBA championship. Talent and chemistry. Now, obviously, coaching matters, bench matters. That's tier one.
Denver, Clippers.
First, Warriors, Bucks. By the way,
how drunk is this man? By the way, what? I've been sipping what?
Denver's higher than people think. What's tier two, which is very good and very interesting, but a notch below the title teams? Tier two is LeBron AD, Luka Porzingis, Durant Kyrie, which won't happen next year, and Damian CJ McCollum. So these are playoff teams. They win multiple series, but they maybe get ousted in the conference finals.
This is for this year.
Yeah. And then what's the tier three, which is just a...
Okay, I'm inclined to believe that Giannis is not going to stay with the Bucks if they don't get to the finals. I'm inclined to believe that he wants to win very bad. He's then got this MVP now. I think the next thing for him is a ring, and that's what's on his mind to do in the next 2 years. If he's not at the Eastern Conference Finals, pardon me. If he's not at the Eastern Conference Finals, my niggas, I think it's OVA for the Milwaukee franchise. LeBron has made it this way. Whoever you want to pray to and call and point fingers at a name, put a name on it, scratch it off, whatever you want to do. I don't think he's going to do it. I don't think he's going to stay in Milwaukee. I think he's going to try and win. I don't think Milwaukee is a place where he'll feel like, oh, shoot, I can't win here. I just feel like he's going to get to that point. So him being in tier one, I think this is 1 year. I think we're talking 1 year. So with him saying tier two, and it's he's going more and more further into his bag of personal bias and feelings. Let's go ahead and keep going, man. Let's see. He been drinking a lot this morning, though. Let's keep going.
Not that great. What? Boston, Houston, Philly, Utah. Utah's got a great coach, and Utah has a very good starting five. So we're only judging duos, right? You need other stuff. You need a bench and a coach. So, all right, so Utah's the team I really like in tier three, Conley and Donovan Mitchell. Mike's out of his prime. Donovan's not yet in it.
I think you have CJ and Dame a little low on the talent end.
Thank you.
Because you have Jamal Murray and Jokic higher than them. So exactly. I would have given them like a three and a half, four on the talent scale. I do think there is something with Westbrook and Harden. I know they both have very high usage rates and they both like the ball, but they've known each other since high school.
Thank you.
And they played together for several years.
A lot of chemistry. High school with, I just don't like.
I mean, sure, but you
right, boy. What is wrong with you? You just don't like motherfuckers.
So you don't have to get past that hurdle to begin with. And they both are at the time in their career where they have something to prove. They need to win a championship to validate their career. I think the chemistry will be better than people think.
And I do think I'm a little high on Denver's talent and a little low on Westbrook Harden chemistry.
Yes. Mm. And CJ. Well, yeah.
I'm a little low on Dame. Portland's talent.
Yeah.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for watching. Subscribe here.
And while she replying to him, he's scraping his nose. Boy, you've been off the shits this morning, man. Shout outs to Colin Cowherd, man. He just heard the real, got spit back at him, man. Shout outs to everybody in Hall of Fame Press Badge that listens to the show, man. Hall of Fame fam, Hall of Fame alums, everybody that listens to the podcast. Appreciate you guys. Look, you could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with me listening to the real with me, man. Colin Cowherd. Lay off the bottle. I don't know how drunk you was before you made that top 12, but you got Paul George and Kawhi and some rare air. It's going to be a struggle them first couple games. And it's going to be a low management call. It's going to be a lot going on, man. I ain't going to get into all of that right now, man. We just going to continue to talk about Colin Cowherd and the fact that he graded the NBA the way that he does. I know he saw the end of that list and saw the 76ers were in that tier three, and it made him feel like crap. He's like, yeah, the 76ers didn't make that tier. The 76ers got the worst coach. Look, I ain't going to talk about it no more. Look, Hall of Fame Press Badge is the show, man. L. Scott Fitzgerald is the name. Basketball is the game. You already know what it is. The demigod is in the building. Hall of Fame Press Badge is the show, man. I got to go. I got to get about the barbershop. I talked enough stuff, man. Appreciate you guys. Like I said, you could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with me. I appreciate that. Log on to HOFPressBadge.com for the exclusive blog content. If you're feeling the vibe and enjoying the ride that I'm on my road to 99, like, comment, review, subscribe. Depression is real. Get out of that hole. Get out of that rabbit hole. It is okay on the other side. There are greener pastures if you just continue to work. Yeah, I know hard work is what it is, but if you put that work in and you actually start seeing some fruits, you know what I'm saying, fruits of your labor, you feel me, and nothing wrong with eating that fruit up, man. You fat in the pocket, you feel me, but you ain't, you know what I'm saying, you working out, you know what I'm saying. Make sure that you get your health right, man. Health is wealth too, man. So get your feet up, get your feet moving, that motivation, man. Put that work in. Appreciate y'all, man. Shop is closed, man. It's Fitz. And like that, we gone. Don't
explain what is there.